Once you extract from Melicha the maximum of dam that could be extracted. But so even though there is still a substantial quantity of dam remaining in the kovei, so that is not also as far as the kovei itself is concerned. You're allowed to eat the kovei, al the bishul, after you are melea the kovei. But if the same kovei that was nimach was cooked together with anach biches, and obviously a lot of dam was niflat from the kovei that was nimach and absorbed by the anach biches, so once they are absorbed by the anach biches, then they become osir, and the maskon of the Gemara is that they become osir. So anyway, so even according to Teis Veshite, even according to Teis Veshite, that Abaye of Abaye has reference to the case where the kovei was nimach, but if the whole apoches, if the kovei was nimach, so the kovei itself, if it was cooked in a pot, so is mutar. But the other hatiches become mutar. Mashenkin Shidas Rambam is the biggest machmir. And the Shidas Rambam is that even if the kovei was nimach, and then it was cooked without being boiled first, so the kovei is also. Now, what does he do with the whole Gemara? But the whole Gemara says that it is, that the kovei itself is certainly mutar. So the question is, does Abaye have reference to a kovei that was not nimach, as Ramadam says, or Abaye has reference to a kovei that was nimach, as Teisa says? But the Rambam says that even if the kovei was nimach and then it was cooked without being boiled first, so the kovei is osir. So the Rambam shita is, because that whole Gemara revolves around the Mishneh in Trumo, that perikut, Mishnah Yudalev, HaKovet Yiseres Vein Yiseres. So according to that Tane of the Mishnah, so it is Eino Neseres. And who is the Tane of that Mishnah that is Rabbi Shmuel Bnoi Shal Rabbi Yechon Ben Breik, Mashenken the Rabbono, the other Tanoi, in the other Mishnahs, the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah, in Truma he says, that this is only the shita of Rabbi Shmuel Bnoi Shal Rabbi Yechon Ben Breik, that the kovei itself is Eino Neseres. The kovei itself is Eino Neseres. Mashenken the Rabbonon of Rabbi Shmuel Bnoi Shal Rabbi Yechon Ben Breik, the other Tanoim, they hold that the kovei itself is Neseres. So according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Shmuel Bnoi Shal Rabbi Yechon Ben Breik, the Rambam says, so then even if the kovei was nimach, but it's impossible to extract the dam from the kovei, so melicha is ineffective as far as the kovei is concerned. So if you are mevashet, so according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Shal Rabbi Yechon Ben Breik, a kovei is always osir al bishul, unless you first boil it. Now, boiling it sli has the effect of extracting all the dam from the kovei, even from the kovei. But if you didn't boil it, so even if you are meleachet in a maximum way, so it still is incapable of extracting all the dam. So if after meliche you are mevashel that kovei, so it's also vachil. And what Abaye says, l'meisa nafshu l'miboyeloch, he only meant according to that the tane of that mishne. But the rabbonon achilik am the tane. This is the shita. All right, now let's see the two. Hakovei yesh beiribu dam. Lifichoch ein leitakone livashlei al yedei meliche veinivashlei al yedei kovei shasi v'aret. V'iniach hituchei limato. V'itzolei. V'akein yochei livashlei. Yochel Vashla. So in other words, so that's like the Shittas Rambam at first. Hakovet Yesh Beribudam. Lifichochin li takone levashlei. There is no eitzei. You can be meleachet for 10 hours. But if you're not tzeile at first, so then you cannot extract on the dam. So maybe you cannot be mevashil the liver. That's the Shittas Rambam. So what's the way to do it according to the Rambam? Vein levashlei yom kinkori shase v'aret. So once you boil the liver, then you can cook it in a grill. So in other words, the Rambam is the extreme machmir in regard to kovei, and the Rabbi Tam is the extreme mekel in regard to kovei. So in other words, now, there is a difficulty in the lotion of the two. He says, "V'rabnetam hitel livashlei al dekriyom liche." If he had said, "V'teisves hitiru livashlei al dekriyom liche," then we could understand. But he says, "V'rabnetam hitel livashlei al dekriyom liche." Aber dann ist Matilätli waschlei bei itself in without me lichen. Because according to Rabletam, so the Abaye of Abaye has reference to a coming that was not Nimlach. And Abaye said in so many words, Limeisa nafshaloi kum liboiloi divada leasti. Divada isho. So why does he say, Vi Rabletam hita levashli al dekriot lichen? So the Ves Yosef and the Bach and the Trishe Trishe, they all say, and it's mashma from the Taz the same way, So they say that the Pshat the Turi is the Rabletam Hitel Ivashle al Dikriyum Liche, even together. So he says, the Rabletam Hitel Ivashle al Dikriyum Liche, even together with Adach Tichas Bosom. Because Rabletam applies the Abaye of Abaye to a Kovei that was not Nimlach. And Abaye said, vis a vis Kovei that was not Nimlach, that when they say, Nafshe, Loikom Iboiloch, Loikom Boiloch, Divada Shon. But, and the maskone is that he does asa adach tiches. If the COVID was not nimlach, but if the COVID was nimlach, then according to Rametam, he doesn't even asa adach tiches. So the Ves Yosef says, and the Bach and the Prishe say the same thing. When the Torah says the Rametam hita levashle al dekriya umliche, it means not only levashle al beatzme, levashle beatzme. So even without. But in Livashle im Chtiches Achereis, and then the other Chtiches will also be Mutter, according to Rabbeta. This is what it means. The Orach HaShulchan doesn't like that, but I don't know why he doesn't like it. I mean, that seems the most reasonable pshat in the Torah. I mean, Bes Yosef says it, and the Bach says it, and the Trisha says it. All right. So in other words, we are not Nei, Likule, like Rabbeta. Umil b'devet shor. But b'devet, it is Mutter. B'devet it is muter. So how could we say? I mean, so we could explain again. The Orach HaShulchan has his own pshat here in the Torah. But according to the Ves Yosef, so since the Torah, when he says Rametam hita levashle al dekriyum liche, he meant even levashle im chtiches acheres. So it's muter al dekriyum liche, and the other chtiches will also be muter. So veineyagike miu b'devet miu b'devet chore. David Chore even al dichtichas achereis, even if it was mivashle, with tichas achereis, so David Chore de achtichas achereis al de kriyum lich. That's the most reasonable pshat. Vim cholte bechemetz, oi bereitchim, midile di gmore, so that has the effect of harnessing the dam in the covet. Oi muta levashle hakein, afilu im bosar acher, vichos avarashbo, ulvat sheinake vyeitzi mizrokin tam shebisekhe, sheinachwite mieles lidam amechunes, Bein, Bisecha Mizrokin. In other words, so Chlite Midin Gemore is only effective the dam that is contained in the interior of the liver itself, but not in the veins that are in the liver. So that dam, Chlite Bereitrim, is not effective for the dam that is contained in the veins within the liver. So he said, Shina Chlite Mielis Lidam Amachunes Bein Bisecha Mizrokin. Vaagenim Kosvu, Shein Anubkin Bechlite. Hil kachin laafir bechulin. Avo imnase b'deve, oi afilu nizbashe livade b'gdeire, shore b'deve, shepilatas veine b'las. Avo agdir aso. Now, so they all ask the stira between the two expressions in the two. At beginning, you know, Davkuf yutes on the base, so he says, v'rabnetam hita levashle yal v'kriyum v'che v'ine aginke, umi yivdeve chore, so what does it mean b'deve chore? Al the kriya umliche, so it's b'devet chore. But without umliche, even b'devet it's otter. Here it says, avo inase b'devet, we afilu nizbashe levadei, b'gdei reshore b'devet, shepilatas v'niblas, it means even without umliche. So it's a stire. Before he said, mi b'devet chore, al the kriya umliche. But without umliche, so even b'devet it's otter. And here he says, b'devet, it means even without Melechei. So the answer, the best answer, is what the Ves Yosef said, and what the Bach said, not what the Orach HaShulchan said. So, in other words, so before, when the Torah says, Umiyu B'devet Chore, Adafki Al Din Melechei, he has reference to the other Chtiches that were Nizbashel together with the Kovei. So, when are the other Chtiches, Muta De'evet, only if Melechei took place, was realized in the Kovei. But if Melechei was not realized in the Kovei, and then the Kovei, without any Melechei in it, So, es kommt mit einer Hatichas, es ist dann eben die Erde. So, der hat die Hatichas aus, ja. Was ich kann hier, wenn ich sehe, dann darf ich auf Kopf, und ich weiß, so, an der Vor, in der Fourth Line, von der, von der, von der Bottom of the Omen, oh ja, viel, wenn ich das Beispiel warte, wie der Schore, wie der wird, even without nur, wie he means, not with other Hatichas, just when the Kovet was cooked by itself. So you see that he has reference here to the case where the Kovet was cooked by itself without the other Hatichas being with it. Because he says, Shore be the Evet, Shore be the Evet, Shore be the Evet, Shore be the Evet, so he's only talking about the Deo. Why doesn't he say the other Hatichas? The answer is, he has reference to the case where there are no other Hatichas in the Deo. He just cooked, he just boiled the liver by itself. So even without Miliche, that liver is Mutter. Masheike, in Dafkuf Yutes on the base, he has reference to the case where he cooked the liver that was Nimlach with other Hatichas. So then the other Hatichas are also. There's a plain shot in the tomb. We have to be special about the Dero Shor with David. She Pilatas in the blast. Avlak Dero Aso. The Aramba Mosra Afil with David. In Bishlam. In Bishlam. He says, Veloi Mihir. Veloi Mihir. In other words, he rejects the Aramba. Will it slay say? Pirash Rishem Muter. Afil Bloich Diche Umbiche. Shoeir Sheiv Koladam. So in other words, if he wants to boil, then if he wants to boil the liver, he doesn't have to cut it open. I mean, he doesn't have to cut it, and he doesn't have to salt it because fire draws out the blood. So, avol b'hakos av l'chatilis kosav shegam litzli tzorich tiche mishum dam shemisipenis. Oh, but the val l'chatilis is also masking with the ring that as far as miliche is concerned, so even without miliche, it's all right. You can boil. The minig is to put a little salt on the liver, but mitzaradin it's not necessary. But whether you are mechuyev to cut it before you boil it is a machlekes between the ri and our chedilas. So according to the ri, even if you boil it, you still have to cut it. Why do you have to cut it? So you don't have to cut it. I mean, if you boil it, you don't have to cut it. According to our chedilas, even if you boil it, you still have to cut it. Why? After all, fire draws out. So why should you have to cut it? So the answer is because they are the veins inside the liver, the veins. So the dam that is contained, that is contained in the veins inside the liver, so without cutting it, so you will not empty out those veins. So because in order to empty out the veins from, you know, that are contained, that in which dam is contained, so you have to cut it open. So, and what is the shite of the ri? I mean, this is the mitzies. I mean, of course, the liver has veins in it. So the ri shite is that nur and mishav shoyim. So fire has the capacity of drawing out, so it can draw out the blood, even if you don't cut open the veins inside the liver. ולחשינון שמניב לאדם, ואם לקורא כנים שלי, יקרא נחכה, לחשינון שמניב לאדם על ספנס, בפסורי, וחיפה לקח בן. וכוס הבא איתו, נהגים בצורפוס, לנקרי ביסקי, ומנוגענו אין לנו, אלו מכיבס השפוט, וחוב ידועי, ולא ישום חיתו, אלו גבי יכול. Why? So in other words, so in our minig is that in a liver of a behemoth, we have to pierce it and to cut it. Masheinke in the liver of an off, we don't have to do it. Why? Because in an off, so the moro is adjoins the liver. So memele by cutting the moro, so that's enough. Masheinke in the behemo, so the moro doesn't adjoin the liver, so memele we have to cut the liver itself. V'chove the evolution chiduch, elo gabi chole, v'yofe hu linekri bisake lechumot. Also, it's lazy in Bosa Bishput. Elohim Kena Kovid Lemato. But not if the Kovid is Lemailo. Because, again, because the liver has a profusion or an abundance of blood. And if you put on the Shput on the spit, so you put the Kovid on top, and then a piece of Bosa at the bottom, so and there is an abundance of blood dripping down from the liver, so that might be absorbed by the bottom piece of meat. So Memele, if you want to boil a liver together with another portion of meat on a spit, so you have to put the liver at the bottom of the spit, and the piece of meat on top, not vice versa. But why? Because if you do it, if you put the COVID on top and the other portion of meat at the bottom, there is an abundance of blood dripping down from the COVID and it might be absorbed by the piece of meat. So it should be also the Eved also. So the Gemara says that the Eved is muta. Why? Avo b'devet shetzolei v'hoyel milo yishoren. Why the chore? Because mishrek shorek. So the question is, because dam has the tendency to drip down, so it's not absorbed by the piece of meat that is at the bottom of the spit. Now the question is, so why is it that l'chatchile, the Gemara says, the Gemara daf kuf yud alef says that. So l'chatchile, you're not allowed to do it. So the Gemara, we must say, I mean, that is not mentioned by anyone. So we must say, I already mentioned that point before, that even though dam is mishrek shorek, so that does not mean that every droplet of blood drips down and is not absorbed by, let's say, a portion of meat, a piece of meat that is below the kovei. Dam mishrek shorek means the bulk of the dam will drip down, will not be absorbed by, let's say, by the piece of meat that is at the bottom of the spit. But a few droplets of dam will be absorbed by the piece of meat. But that will be a minimum. So these few droplets of dam that will not drip down, let's say, to the floor, I mean, or the fire at the bottom of the oven, whatever it is, will necessarily be absorbed by the piece of meat that is limato, is not sufficient to give a tam of dam in the chatichat basar. It's a minimum. They certainly shishin in the chatichat basar negative few droplets of dam that will necessarily be absorbed. So lechatchile, so there is a loch of him vapun is lechatchile. So mele lechatchile, we are not allowed, you know, to put the liver on top of the spit and the piece of meat on the bottom, because him vapun is lechatchile. But the eved is mutar, because the bulk of the blood will not be absorbed by the piece of meat at the bottom of the spit. This is what he said. There's a Gemara said, but there's a pshat. Avo b'devet shetzolim v'yil ma'il shor v'chosav rashi v'shputim shalonu. So he says that was only in the spits of Bizman Chazal, so they didn't revolve by themselves. So the melee, if one placed the piece of meat on top and the liver at the bottom, so there was no worry, there was no problem. Mashen came with our spits, with our shpudim, so by themselves they are misapich. So even if at the very outset you place the piece of meat on top, I mean the piece of meat on top and the liver at the bottom, so after a few moments they might change their position, and then the liver will be on top and the piece of meat on the bottom, so then it will drip down and it will absorb. So mainly we shouldn't boil an Aush pudding a liver and a piece of meat together. Whether it's beneath the basar or beneath the basar or on top of the basar. So the same thing is true, let's say, if you want to salt on the salting table, on the salting board, so a liver and a piece of meat, so you're not allowed to put, let's say, on the salting table, which is on the salt in the form of Islam, so to put the liver here on top and then the piece of meat at the bottom, for the same reason, because the melech will extract down from the liver and that will drip down, it might be absorbed by the piece of meat. But the eve, it doesn't become osa, again for the same reason, because mishrek shorek or belikach peltei, but lechatchila it's still osir, because with mishrek shorek and belikach peltei, so lo yimoleit, it's impossible that not one drop of blood should be absorbed. So a few drops of blood will necessarily be absorbed, but it will not be sufficient to give a time of dam. So maybe it will be bottled, be shishin, but in the bottle is lechatchila. So it's the same thing. Avo tachat abosom muta, ovo morcha gabi bosom muta, because mishrek shorek belikach peltei. Vimimtza covet bay, dinei kedin halei vitzli is vitzli is muta. Bigdei rotzor shishim kineged covet. All right, we're not going to talk next time. So you should go over the whole Gemara, daf kufyut, ab zu, darf ku, der, oma wie a Beiler a Safre, ki salke es losso, ab zu, darf ku für Dalle vom Beis, de fifth line, oma rab nach moma schmur. Ab zu de fifth line, darf ku für Dalle vom Beis, wenn du in der Face wirst, auf Kweidin Mauer Assenbein, Kweidin Mauer Assenbein, this Face wirst, and also the other Face wirst, dit nana kove di Seres, rinnin di Seres, and the Face wirst, of Chituche Lissachas, darf ku für Dalle vom Dalle, and the Face wirst of Kweidin Luxor.
The tour, Simen Ayin Gimel. So, we have three main shittas. The shitta of Rav Netam, and the shitta of Teisves, and the shitta of the Rambam. So, the shitta of Rav Netam is that Abaye of Abaye had reference to a covet that was not Nimlach. And if the covet was Nimlach, so according to Rav Netam, so then covet is the same din like any other boss. But Abaye had reference to the case of a covet that was not Nimlach. And Rav Tam Shite is that covet is called dam, so minator the dam of covet is not in Moser. Even if you squeeze out the dam of the covet into a glass, so midraise it's muter. But midrabonon it's Moser. So mimele the covet itself is muter, even if it was not Nimlach. But when the covet was Nisbashel together with other tichas boso, so that was the Abaye of Abaye, and we pasken lechum. We pass klefum. Because from the Gemara it appears, Rav Nachman, Nod Hadar Amroi, so they resorted to chlite bereitchim. So that means that without chlite bereitchim, it would have been us. So the Rav Netam is the biggest maker. So in other words, according to Rav Netam, so the COVID itself is muter, even if it was, if the COVID was Nisbashe. So even if it wasn't Nimlach, it is muter. But if it was Nisbashe with Adach Tichas Boso, so then, and it was not Nimlach, so that was the Abaye of Abaye, and we pass from the Chumre. But if the COVID was Nimlach, so then, even if it was Nisbashe with Adach Tichas Boso, so the Adach Tichas Boso are also Mut. Now, that's the Shita of Amita. Then the Shita of Teisves is that Abaye of Abaye is reference to the case where the COVID was Nimlach. So then, if the COVID was Nimlach, so the COVID itself is Mut. But Abaye of Abaye was an account of the fact that the COVID has an abundance of dam, so even if it was Nimlach, the Melach was still incapable of extracting all the dam. So Mele, if it was cooked together with Adach Tichas Boso, so the Adach Tichas Boso aros, and we pass Klechum. And then the Shite of the Rambam is that the whole Gemore is in accordance with the Shite of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri in the Mishnah in Trumas Perek Yud, but the Rabbonim of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, they are chilek, and only Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says that a kovet is seres veinim liseres. But the Rabbonim of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds that a kovet is not only a seres, but it's also a seres. So mele, according to the Rambam, so kovet cannot be muter even al bimilich. And even if you are mevashel the kovet by itself in a gdeiro, and you are meleyachet, many times, so still, it has no heter achille al yidei bishul. But the only heter of achille of a kovet is first to be tzele. Once you are tzele, so then you can be mevashel. All right. So these are the three shittas. So the mechaber says, hakovet yesh beyiribu dam. Lifichoch lichatchile ein lei takone levashle al yidei melich. So in other words, the mechaber lichatchile is cheshish for the shittas Rambam. That covet has no takone al the bishul. Elo, so he says, lifichol chatchilei takone levashle al the liche elo kere shase ve'arev u'manir maniach hituchei limato v'itzileyu sheiro lachile. In other words, on that point, so the two mentioned there is a machleket rishenim between the ri and the bahak. So the Gemara says that the covet you have to tailor shase ve'arev horizontally, vertically. And meniche chute lemat. So the shite of the ri is that this is only if you want to eat it al dibish. So then you have to be kireya shase ve'arev. Otherwise you cannot be mivashle. But he, oh, even if you want to be mivashele, effortlessly, so you still have to be kiriya shasavarev. This is how the Bes Yosef explains the shit of the reed. Masheinkein, if you're not interested in being mivashele and just in being tzeilet, so then you don't have to be kiriya shasavarev. That's the shit of the reed. For the shit of the Bahag, the Torah mentions is to the contrary, that there is a requirement of being kiriya shasavarev even if you're not interested in being mivashel the kovei, you are just interested in being tailor. So you still have to be kiriya shasavare. So this is what the Mechaba says. Elo kiri shasavare, umini achituchem emato, vitzileyu, sheirou laachile, v'hakach yocheil, v'hakach yocheil mivashel. Vi minakvo, harbi promi, visaki. So in other words, so far the Mechaba mentions the sheet of the Rambam that Koveit has no heter Ali the Bishul at the very outset, but you have to be tailored first, then you can be the Bashi. V'minakvo harbi promin bisaki have kikriya shasivar have kikriya shasivar. Now the Taz mentions what the Mashal says that when is nikuv harbi promin bisaki considered as the equivalent of Kriya Shasev Arev only when it's not necessary to have Mitzad Adi to have Kriya Shasev Arev. Let's say if he only wants to eat it out of the tzli, Mashein Kein, if he wants to eat it out of the bishul, so then out of the bishul, either out of the bishul at the very outset or out of the bishul after the tzli, so then Kriya Shasev Arev is required within the Gemore. So Nikivet Habi Pomin Bisakin is not considered as the equivalent of Kriya Shasavar. Vicheini Minakva Habi Pomin Bisakin Habi Kriya Shasavar. Vicheini Notal Mishom Amoro Uchtichas Abosom Minakovei the Efshel Adam Lozet Mishom. So then it is enough. Umikomo Kei Mimuyoso Kei Neitel Hansin Peineis Lachatz Liye Umibash. Vichol Zeh Bikovet Shlei Avol Kishichatucho in Tzorochlu וכשבו לבש לו אחר הצליה, ידיכן התחילו אחר הצליה, כי נמה ביש. כי נמה ביש. Why? Because of the stains of dam. מי הוא אם לא יתיחו, הוא ביש לו כך יזמות. So, the Mechaber so far passed like the Shittes Aramba, that COVID has no takone על the ביש. But then he says, הוא ידעבד. So, לכתחילה, the Mechaber is חיישש for the Shittes Aramba. That's the biggest חומר. But with the Eved, Muter in his Bashel Livade, Bigdei or Beloitzli. And as the Shach explains, so the Mechaber means, with the Eved, it's Muter in his Bashel Livade, Bigdei or Beloitzli, even without it. In other words, Leichat Chile, so we have three Shittes. We have the Shitta of Ramatam, which is the biggest Kore. The Shitta of Ramatam is that the Kovet by itself is Muter, even if it wasn't in Lech. And the other tichas boso that are mizbashil with the kovet are only muter if the kovet was nimlach. And the shita of teisves is that the kovet by itself is oser if it wasn't nimlach. But if it was nimlach, so then the kovet by itself is muter bibishul. But the other tichas boso are oser even if the kovet was nimlach, because the kovet has a ribudam. So Memele, no melech in the world is capable of extracting all the dam. So even if the COVID was nimach and it was cooked in Ibdeiro together with Adach Tichas Boso, so the Adach Tichas Boso aroser. And then the biggest chumre, the sheet of the Rambam, that the whole sugye, when the Gemara says the COVID is seres and neseres, is only Alid Rabbi Yechem Menuri, but the Rabbonim of Rabbi Yechem Menuri, they hold that the COVID is neseres. So COVID has no heter, even the Eved. Even if it was nimach, and it was Nisbashil, so the COVID is us. So the Mechaber, Lechatchile is Cheshish for the biggest Chumre, for the Shittes Rambam. That the COVID has no heter al the Bishul at the very outset, even with Milich. But the Eved, he says, Muter in Nisbashil, Levadi, Bigdeiro, Beloitzliye, and as the Shach points out, it means even without Milich. So the Eved, he relies on the Shittes of Rambam. Aval Agdeiro, Asuro, Shepiletes, Veino Bilas. So even if the COVID was nimlach, but the melach cannot extract all the dam, so there is still a substantial quantity of dam remaining in the covet, even after the meliche. So memele, if it was cooked together with adachtichas bosos or adachtichas bosos aroser, and even if it was cooked in the gdeiro by itself, so the gdeiro is oser, because the covet was belaya, was pale dam, and that was absorbed by the gdeiro. Now then he says, v'yesh misheiser. V'yesh misheiser. So who shita is that? So the shita of v'yesh misheiser, so the goyen says, and that's mistaber, that is reference to the shita Zaramba. Because the shita Zaramba means that only Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri says HaKovet is Seres in the Seres, but the Rabbon of Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri holds that HaKovet is a Seres Vein a Seres. So Memele, even the Eved is Oser, and even if the Kovet was Nimlach and the Kovet was Nisbashel in the Gdeiro by itself, it is still Oser. Then the Ramo says V'chei Neyagin Le'eser Haker Afil Nimlecho HaKovet Kedem B'Shur. So the Pashtes of the Lashon of the Ramo is, and this is how the Or HaShulchan explains it, that in view of the fact that the Yesh Mishayiser in the Mechaber has reference to the Shittas Agro, so the expression by the Ramo of Vichei Neyagin, which follows immediately upon the expression of the Mechaber Yesh Mishayiser, also has reference to the Shittah of the Ramo. That's the Pashtes, Vichei Neyagin, Le'eser Hakim. Afilunim Lach, in other words, because we pask lechumra like the Shittas Aram. But the Gro says something strange here. So he says, in regard to what the Mechaber says, v'yesh misheiser, so the Gro says, ayin baruch adeles v'chein kosov b'ferik perik asiri v'trumes v'chol atanoim d'masnis nishom pligat atanekam b'masnis. What? Oh, in other words, it's called Masnissen. Shekide, Diloi Hiter ala Kvishe, Baaloche Kitane Kame. So, in other words, we say there, the Hoder Avunev Rav Nachman Choltolei, Afilu Livashle Levade. Because the Gemara says that Ravune and Rav Nachman, we ate the Kovet only al Dichlite Bereitri. So that harnessed the Dam. So the implication is that without recourse to Chlite Bereitchin, so then a Kovet cannot be Mutar al the Mishnah. Why? Because even though the Mishnah in Perikud of Trumo says HaKovet Iseres Venin Iseres, so the Kovet itself doesn't become Oser al the Mishnah, doesn't come Oser al the Mishnah, so but that's only Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri, but the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri Achele. So that means that all these Amroim held that Kovet is Oser al the Bishul Biatzme, even al the Miliche. Baaval Pichin will also lache. Uchmashi Kosu di Ketanoye, Koye Abaye, the Mifshet Lady Miseres, Kimas Nissen di Trumes, the Ravune Rav Nachman, the Holtle Afil, the Vashle Vade, Kimandosa, Uposaka Rambam, Kiravune, Rav Nachman, Hatanekame, the Trumes. So even though Abaye says that the Kovet Beatzme is Pshitela, they know Oser. Why? Because of the Mishnah in Trumes. But that's only Alibe Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri, but not Alibe the Tanakame of Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri. And we don't pass like Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri. So, alright. So in other words, so the Gro explains the Yesh Mishayiser, that's the Shittas Rambam. But then he says, V'chein Neyagin. So the Pashtus is, V'chein Neyagin. In other words, our minhag is like the Shittas Rambam. To ask the Eved, Kovet al the Bishul, even if a Meliche was realized in the Kovet. So he says no. The chine yagin loy lochesh li divrei Rambam she posa kitane kamed masnisin di osa bikula alme elo lochesh li divrei Rabbi Shmuel bnoi shol Rabbi Yechon ben Bruke vanan loy pkiinon ve insholuk lim vushul uch hifira sham foshin dichtanoye koye al Rav Nachman ve Rav Ashur, because that gemore so the gemore says Kitanoi, Rabbi Lezer Eimer HaKovet Iseres in the Seretz, Mitnei Shepiletes Vini Bilaz, Rabbi Yishmoel Bnei Shrab Yechen Membreik Eimer, Mitnei Veles Iseres Vini Seretz, Shluko Iseres Vini Seretz. So in other words, that's the Girse that we have in the Gemara. But the Goyen changes the Girse. But the Girse that we have is that
Reblezer says, Akove di seres veine ne seres, mit neiche pilatas veine blas, so this is in accordance with the Mishnah in Trumo of Rabbi Yechen ben Uri Eimea, that Akove di seres veine ne seres, and then Rabbi Shmoel Moshe Rabbi Yechen ben Pruke Eimea, mit veles di seres veine seres, because the tavlin gives a tam of it, of the tam of dam in the Kove, shluko di seres veine seres. So what does Rashi say? Shluko harbi meyei niseret lifi shelacha shegomro plitoso chizeres ibelat. So according to Rashi, shluko is a more thorough cooking than bishop. The goyin is chilek on Rashi, and he says that it's mashma from kamo vekamo mishnes that on the contrary that shluko represents a lighter form of bishop than bishop. Ten bishlu, and so, but Rashi says that shluko is mivusheles harbi. So, mele according to Rashi, so when the Gemara says kitanoye, so the Gemara mentions that there is a machlekes tanoye. According to Rabbi Lezer, so koveit is iseres veina niseres mipnei shein shpilates veina belas, lads, and that means even shluko, even if it was nisbashel harbi, so it's still the koveit doesn't become oser. Why? Because the koveit is so told in the process of being paleo dam, it has such an abundance of dam, that even if you cook it for many, many hours, even if it's shluko, so agav ditorit leaflet dam, so it will not be paleo dam, even al dibish. This is Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer agrees with Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. And then Rabbi Shmuel, Bnei Shel Rabbi Yechon ben Breike, is made vis-a-vis bishul. But he's chelek vis-a-vis shluko, which is a more thorough bishl. So that means the Rashi shita is that as far as bishl is concerned, not shluko, so all the tanoim agree that it doesn't become osa. But Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Shel Rabbi Yechanan ben Breike, says that if there was a thorough bishl, so then it becomes osa. It becomes osa. Now, and we pasken like Rabbi Shmuel, Bnei Shel Rabbi Yechon ben Breike. But even so, if it wasn't shluko, if it was just nisbashel, not for a very long time, so it should be mutar dekovei. But ananayim pkim bein bishul lishaluk. So we don't know. I mean, to determine the criterion whereby we can determine as to whether it is just bishul or it is more than ordinary bishul ishluko. So because of that, the Gros says, that's the reason as to why we say, v'chei neyagin, le'eser hakim. Now the question is, why should the Gros explain this Ramo which follows immediately after the Mechaber's expression, v'yesh m'sheiseir, and v'yesh m'sheiseir? So admittedly, the Go himself too says it, that this has referenced the Shittas Rambam. So Mimele, even Bishul, not Shluko, even if it wasn't Nisbashel, Harbe Amei, so it is still Oser. So why should he say that when Ramo says V'cheneyagin, that he is not referring to the same Shite of the Yesh M'sheiseir that the Mechaber mentioned? So it seems more reasonable to say that when the Ramo says V'cheneyagin, he means the Shittas Rambam. This is how the Or HaShulchan explains it. But why did the Gros say V'cheneyagin lo ilochiz l'Rambam? The answer is because of what is mentioned in the parentheses. So he says V'cheneyagin le'eser hakeil afil nim lecho hakoveit kedem bishilo das rashe ulafuker admetat. So if we assume that this, the what is mentioned in the parentheses, that's also part and parcel of the text of the Ramo, so then there is a raya that the Ramo, when he says V'cheneyagin, he was not referring to the Shittas Rambam. Because how could he mention that in the name of Rashi? Because according to Rashi, so if it was just Bishul, if the covenant was just Nisbashel, not Nisbashel Harbi Meir, not Shluko, so then all the Tanoim hold that it doesn't become Oser. And according to Rashi, so the Machlekes Tanoim is in regard to Shluko, which is Bishul Harbi Meir. So since the Ramo mentions Das Rashi, so because of that, the Gros assumed that this is also part of the lotion of the Ramah. Of the Ramah. So maybe he says, loy lochish li the Rambam. But it's very likely that all these expressions in parentheses was not put in by the Ramah himself. Somebody else put it in. And the Ramah himself, had reference not to the Shita of Rashi. He had reference to the Shita of Rambam. Anyway, that's the machlekes between the Gro and the Orach HaShulchan, what the Ramah means when he says V'chein Neyagim. So according to the Gro, the Ramah, when he says V'chein Neyagim, so he really means the Shita of Rashi, not that Bishul is Oseh, but Shluko is Oseh. Oh, and the Orach HaShulchan says no, V'chein Neyagim, so he, so the Ramah means the Shita of the Ramah. Now, the Gro, is chilek on Rashi, whereas Rashi says, Shluko is Seres v'Neseres, Shluko means more than Bishul. So he says, on the contrary, that Shluko is less than Bishul. And Mimele, he changes the Girse here. Kitanoye, Reblezer Eimei, Rakoved, Ui Seres v'Neseres, Mipnei Shepeletes u'Belaz. This is how the Gro changes the Girse. So Reblezer Eimei, Rakoved, Ui Seres v'Neseres, Mipnei Shepilatas u'Belaz. Pilatas v'Belaz. So Rabbi Shmuel bnei Rabbi Yechon Mevreiki Eimeir, not Misuveles, but Mibusheles, Oiseres v'Neseres. Shluko, Oiseres v'Eino Neseres. This is how the Gro changes the Girse here in the Gemara. And this, he says, was the Girse of the Rambam. And of course, this fits the whole sheet of the Rambam. So in other words, according to the Gro, Shluko is a very mild form of Bishul. And Mibusheles represents a higher form of Bishul, a more thorough Bishul. So Reblezer, so the Gemara says, Kitanoye, Reblezer Eime Rakoved Uiseres Veineseres, not like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri in Perikud of Trumeis, Mipnei Shepilatas Ubilas, Rabbi Shmuel Meshe Rabbi Yechon ben Broike Eimeir, Mibusheles, that is a thorough Bishul, Oiseres v'Neseres, Shluko, which is a mild form of Bishul, Oiseres v'Neseres, So Mimele, we pasken like Rabbi Lezer, and that's the Tanekame of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, even though the Mishnah in Truma doesn't say that the Tanekame is chilek on Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, but the fact that the Mishnah mentions that in the name of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, that in itself applies, as the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah in Perek Yud of Truma says, that the Tanakami is Chelek, and Rabbi Lezer has the same view as the Tanakami in the Mishnah of Truma. Tanakami, so Akoved Uiseres v'Neseres, Bein al de Bishul, Bein al de Shluko. And that's the way we pass. All right, now. Wie mochte ich beheim zu der Reiche? Wie nokav, wie heitzi in Misroke? Hadam she beseche? So the Gemara says, that Rav Nachman ate it all day chlite bereitchim by dumping the covet in boiling water. So that harness, that had the effect of harnessing the dam so that it shouldn't come out all day bishl anymore. So wie mochte beheim zu der Reiche? Wie nokav, wie heitzi in Misroke? Hadam she beseche? Min adin muta lewashle. According to the Dinah of the Gemara, Elo Shehagenim Osru La'aseskei Uvidevet Mutar. So what the Genim Asadet, because Einu Nubkin Bichlite, I mean this has relevance not only in regard to Kovei, this has relevance, this premise that Einu Nubkin Bichlite has great relevance in regard to Pesach. So the halacha is if you take, let's say, a seed of grain.
in not in just hot water, but in boiling water, so that is the effect of being same age, and it will not become chomet again. It will not become chomet again. So, but again, master that, because ain't no pkiim bechlite. So, because we are not boki what degree of temperature is necessary in order to affect smise, bereitri, harnessing in reitri. So, because, so for the same reason that the Geni Maser chlite bereitrin in regard to Pesach, so the Aser chlite bereitrin in regard to Kovic. Elo she Geni Mosro Lasses came, uvi David Mut, uvi David Mut, because there are some who say that even David it's us, because we are not Boki, so in Mele, we have to Aser it even David. Litzli tzorich tiche mishum dam she pesim penis, vim loy kore, kedem tzliye yikrenu achake. So in other words, so, now besides the dam of the kovei, so there is dam that is contained in the veins in the kovei. Now, as far as the dam of the kovei is concerned, so we have the machlokes of Rishonim, the shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the Roshis, that dam kovei is not osa midraise. And even if you squeeze out the dam from the liver into a glass, so it's muter, you can drink that dam midraise. So it's only awesome drabon. The shita of the Rashba and the Rami is the dam kovei is awesome drabon. Mashenke, in regard to the dam of the simpenis in the kovei, that everybody agrees that it's awesome drabon. So it's li, so ichtiche mishum dam shep simpenis, vim li kovei kegen tzliye, yikrenu achakein. V'yei sheimrim, so that's the shita of the Bahag. V'yei sheimrim, that's the shita of the Ri. Dein tzorich li tzli shum chtiche klal. But when the Gemara says that we have to be kireya et chase v'aret in order to empty out the dam of the simpenis in the interior of the kovei, so that the Gemara only has reference to a case where he wants to be mivashle, and the Bes Yosef points out that even according to the Ri, so that. That's litzli, it's not required to make a kriya shase v'aret, so it only means if he's only interested in being tzeret. But suppose he's interested in being mivashelet, even though his intention is to be mivashelet after the tzliye, so then even the Ri will concede that it's necessary to make a kriya shase v'aret. To make a kriya shase v'aret. All right. That in a case where he doesn't intend to be mevashelet, even to be mevashelet after it's liye, so then he doesn't have to make kriyas shasva. So in boso bitanurim shebimei chachmei agmorim shepiem lemaylo yia akoved lemato v'loy lemaylo. So this is the Gemara says that the lechatchile, when you boil liver together with echtichas boso, So you shouldn't put the kovei, the liver, on top of the spit, and the chtichas boso at the bottom, because the kovei, because an abundance of dam will drip down from the kovei, and that might be absorbed by the chtichas boso. Now, but the Eved Gemara says it's muta. Why is it muta the Eved? So there are two explanations. One time is because the Mishrek Shorik or Tibelik Achpeute. Now the question of Isis Monevshech. So if we say that the Eved is Muter because Dam has the tendency to drip down, so it will not be absorbed by the Chtichas Boso. So why isn't it the proper thing Lechatchile to do it? So the answer is, as I mentioned last time, because even though Dam is Mishrek Shorik and Tibelik Achpeute, so Loyimolate that a few droplets of Dam should be absorbed by the Chtichas Boso and that will not be deflected. I mean, it's not 100%, but the bulk of the dam will not be absorbed. Or even if it is absorbed, tibili kapilte, it will be niflet again. But a few drops of dam will be absorbed and will not be niflet again. The answer is that cannot hassle it, because there will always be shishin in the chtichas boso, negative few droplets of dam that were absorbed and not niflet. But lechatchile, there is aloche in vat lemis lechatchile. So that's the reason. Uvidevet muta, uvishpudim shetzelim eitzleish, also with place on the boss of Hatrile, a few covered the matter. So the shpudim that were used in this man Chazal, so they didn't revolve, so it couldn't change. So Memele, if at the very outset you put the liver on top, I mean the liver at the bottom, and the chasbosar on top, so it was alright. Mashein kein aush pudim, so by itself it revolves. So even if the chasbosar was put on top at the very outset, so then in the course of the boiling process, it might move to the bottom of the spit, and the kovit will be on top at one moment. So melei it's also to boil in aush pudim, to boil kovit and the chtichas bosa together. Miu in nimlecho akovit, kvo mutal itzlei so in bosa. Afilu al gabi bisre, dichvo nismai domei, vihave ki bosa or al gabi bosa. Avik bosa al gabi bosa. Lo yimlechenu lechat, so this appears to be true even according to the shittas ateises, that is chilek an rabbetam. Of course, according to rabbetam, it goes without saying that if in nimlecho akovit is mutal itzlei so in bosa. So then you're allowed even to be mevashel according to Rabbi Tam. But even according to Teisvashi, that nimlocha akovit, you're not allowed to be mevashel to the chtivas of boso, because melech cannot extract all the dam. So there'll always be a substantial quantity of dam remaining in the kovit. So you cannot boil it to get in a day without together with other tiches. So that's bishli zoser. But to be tzele, it is muta lechatchile. Why? Because of kibelik achpeyutim, because of dam mishrek shorik. So, but if it wasn't even in lach, so there is such a profusion of dam in the kovei, that with the dam mishrek shorik, and with kibelik achpeyutim, so you emolate that a minimum of dam should not be absorbed, and not in lach. Mashein kein, if it was in lach, so true, there is still a substantial quantity of dam remaining in the kovet, but the dam has been reduced to a minimum. So then, on account of dam mishrek shorik and kibelik achpeyutim, we don't even have to be cheshesh, lest the minimum of dam will be absorbed by the chtichas boso and will not be nifalim. Lo yimchenu lechatchile al gabi haboso elotach. We know agu. So for the same reason, just as we are not allowed to put on the spit in the tzliya process the kovid above the chtichas basar because it might drip down. So for the same reason, you're not allowed to put it on the salting board to put the kovid al gabi abasar. Elotach. We know agu. שלו למליח כובד כלל, אפילו לבד, ואין לשניץ, רק יש לימול חוקצס, כשיתחו לו בשפוט, או אימונח עלו יש לצלס, ומיו, אם יישא שמולח כובד, בין שמולחו לבדו, או אם בוסו, אפילו על גבי ביסרי, הקומות, אבבת עצמות. ויש אמרים שיש ליקלי מעט סוביף הכובד. אם ידבו כובד, ואין אלו חומר בעומד. So in other words, there is a shite, that if he was mileach, the liver, together with adach tichas boso, so then there is a shite that he has to be caliph of the adach tichas boso that was salted together with the kovit. Now this is only a chumre baalme. Why? Because mitzad adin, it shouldn't be osa, because there is a loche of dam mishrek shorik or kibelik achpeyutei, so it shouldn't be masa kedeklipe. So why does he say, so there is a shite, the mordechai. And that is a chumre ba'almi, but the chumre also has to have a basis. So the reason is why the Mordechai is machmir, that when you salted the liver together with the chtichas boso, so you have to be caliph, the chtichas boso is because there is a shittes of shenim that we discussed the last time, that ligabi lei, that if it was nimlach together with the chtichas boso, so then we do not apply the principle of Tibeli Kachpeyutei. Why? Because the dam, Hakonus Bisech Loli Shalev, has a din, according to some Rishenim, it has the status of Dam Bet, and only vis-a-vis Dam Pleite we apply the principle of Dam Mishrek Shorik and Tibeli Kachpeyutei. But not in regard to Dam Ben. So there is a Shittes Rishenim that the Dam Halev has a din of Dam Ben. So the Mordechai Chumre is that just as the dam, just as the dam alay has a din of dam bein, so the dam that is niflat from the kovid on account of the fact that the kovid is so saturated with dam, so mimele any dam that is niflat from the kovid should also be considered as dam bein. So mimele we cannot apply the principle of kivili kachpeilte. Since we cannot apply the principle of kivili kachpeilte, so mimele we have to be kivili. But this is a shitas yochi, so that's the reason as to why the Ramon says we know chumra bal. No agul adiach kol kovid achas lo yoso mishim dam abdov bo miun leidicho muter. Nimtso kovid beif sli muter. In other words, if one boiled the whole egg and there was a kovid in that egg, so it's muter. Why? Why don't we say that since there was a kovid in that egg, so mimele, dam was niflat from the kovid and that was absorbed by the egg, again, because of dam mishrek shoy, koki beli karpilte. So again, the Ramo says, the same chumre of the Mordechai, v'yei shemrim likleiv mi'atzov it ha-kovid, v'yei nele chumre ba'alme, because of that cheat of the Mordechai, which is Shishidas Yochid, that the an account of the ribu ha-dam shebisei ha-kovid, because kovid is kovid dam, so any dam that is niflat from the kovid should be considered as dam be'en. And if it's dam be'en, so we cannot say mishrek shoyik, we cannot say kibili karpilte. But that's only a chumre ba'al. V'yimu mevusho, but suppose you boil that in a pot, you boil the whole chicken in a pot and there was a kovid, so tzorich samech kineged ha-kovid. Ve'il licho eif, shehu samech neged ha-kovid, ki shehishlein. Because we had a cloud that the average of has samech neged ha-leif, because the leif is very small of an off. Mashenkin kovid is relatively large, so on the contrary, so the off by itself does not have shishin neged kovid. Viloche ima kovid shleimo udvu kovid, so it's an isad lavuk nase off chtichas nevele ubinun samech mishovoim shebigdeire neged kolor. So in other words, if the kovid is double bay, and so he says ima kovid shleimo, why? I mean that it has no special significance because the mitzias is like that. If the kovid is shleimo, so then the eif certainly does not have shishin. But if you have only part of the kovid, so then the eif itself could have shishin neged that part of the kovid. So ima kovid shleimo. So then the eif by itself does not have shishin neged the kovid. So mimele, and it's dobuk today. So mimele, the whole eif becomes an isa dobuk. So we apply the principle of tichonasis nevele. So the whole eif becomes echticha de isure. So then we require shishin in the other chtiches of the gdeire neged the whole volume of the eif. We'll be the samach mishod vorim shel gdeire neged kolei. V'yo adin. Why? Because it's a dobuk. So since the eif is dobuk to the kovei, so that means that first, the kovid is nivla, is absorbed, the dam of the kovid is absorbed by the off, and then it spreads in the rest of the gdeire. So since it's mimaya levleya, the eif is mimaya levleya, so maybe it becomes a chticha di yisure, and we require shishim neged holei. Go adin im dobu chtichas kovid b'chtichas eif, v'nisamach kenegdei, do kaimelom b'choli yisurim chticha nas nevele, kol kamesim tzarek veis. V'imein ha-kovid v'uko, so then it's not an isa dovuk, so mitztarev koma shebigdeiro, lebatil ha-kovid, because then the dam is not absorbed by the other chtiche, by the off, any sooner than it is absorbed by the other chtiche. So even if shishim b'chol, ha-tomut, miu ha-kovid atzmo asurok, magulei, moshin zboi alil, simenayim veis, eif shemilu b'beit, אייר שמלו בבית ונמצא בלי או יקווה דיני כמבוש ובינון סמך מנועי ולא ימיל ואם לאו הקלוס ואם מלו בבוסו נעד בביצי ואין שום ביצי מהנקחושי ומקלים הדום דיני קצלי
So, in other words, Tawach is, if an eif was boiled, then it's mutter. Because Kibili Kachpeil said, I'm nishrek shorg and so on. If an oil was boiled in a kideiro, with the kovei, so then it's also, unless we have shishi. Unless we have shishi. So the question is, suppose you boiled an oil, but it had a feeling though, it was filled up with bait. But it was boiled, it was not boiled. So then, and we need so in the off there was also a levoy kovei. So even though it was been tzias boiled, not boiled, it still has a din of a mevushel. And ubin on samech minoev beloy hamilu, if the milu consisted of beitzim. But if the milu consisted of boso, not of beitzim, so then it's like every other thing. Now, so there is a machlekes between the levush and the shach. What does it have reference to? So according to the levush, this din of the ramor has reference to the case where the leiv or the kovet is not dovuk today. Is not dovuk today. So memele, we couldn't apply the aloche of this adovuk. So there, if, in other words, a leiv was miliu bebeit, and there was a kovet inside, okay, but it wasn't dovuk, it was detached. So there is no problem with this adovuk here. So then, it all depends. If the filling consisted of the milu, consisted of boso, so then it's like a regular eif without the filling that was nitzle. So then the whole eif is muter. We don't need shishi. But because a milu of boso is not miachiv, the plate is adam. So the milu of boso, if the filling consists of boso, so even that filling of boso will participate in the process of even distribution. Because when something is cooked in a pot, so then anything that is niflat is evenly distributed in the whole day. So even if you fill it up with boso, so that does not obstruct the even distribution process. It's not the actual the plate is adam. So mimele, it's muter and we don't even require shishi. Masha'inke, if the filling consists not of boso, but of beitzim, so that the mitzies, that a filling of beitzim obstructs the plate as adam. So mimele, that the beitzim that are inside the off do not participate in the even distribution process. So mimele we require shishim exclusive of the beitzim. Suppose with the beitzim we have shishim. But without the beitzim, we don't have shishim. So then it is osa. So memele, this is the pshat of the levush, that this din of the ramor has reference to a case where the kovet is not dovuk. So memele, we have no problem of isa dovuk. But then it depends. If the milu, the filling, consists of boso, then a feeling of boso, there is no obstruction in the plitas adam. So memele, even that feeling, he participates in the even distribution process. So the feeling itself is mitzure to the shishi. But if the feeling consists of beitzim, that is an obstruction. So the beitzim do not participate in the even distribution process. So memele, in order it should be mutel, there has to be shishi exclusive of the beitzim. If it's not dovuk, mashein kein. If, so according to Levush, suppose it is dovuk, suppose the kovet is dovuk today, is kovet today, so then, even if the filling consists of boso, so then, we'll need shishin, if there is no shishin in the eif itself, exclusive of the filling. Regardless what feeling it is, even if the feeling it consists of boso, so if the if exclusive of the feeling has shishim, fine. But if the if exclusive of the feeling does not have shishim, so mimele, even though the feeling consists of boso, but in view of the fact that the kovet is dovuk today, so mimele then it is mimaya levleya. So that is mimaya levleya, and if it's mimaya levleya, so memele, we apply the aloha of Tichanas Nevelu. This is the pshat of the levush. Now, the Shachset. We chay roi emire mili kotzav arav, ונמצבי, וחי, ונמצבי, וחי מלהוץ רק ויכתב ובין אין סמך ונעיף, ולא יעמילו, דער אפילו כשאין לי דובו קלעית, הוא יעקב את בית, ואפילו לא חי מסתרף המילו לבטו בשישים. Why? Because the milo of baitsim is an obstruction. It doesn't participate in the even distribution process. וחידס משל, וחי נהיבין את הרזוב, that's the לבוש. אבל פשטד על ישנה, but he says another פשט. אבל פשטד על ישנה, דידילי כמבוש לו שכוסף הרב, לא משמע אוכל, אלא משמע, דהווה כנסבא של הכל ביחד. וכי משמע דיסא והתר שלא יזכירו שום דבין אין סמך מנעיל ולא יעמיל. So in other words, so according to the Shach, this din of the Ramo has reference to the case where it's dobuk, where the covet is dobuk today. So mimele, if the covet is dobuk today, so mimele, if the milu is poso, of course then Shach's pshat is a bikule. So, if the milu consists of boso, so then, as long as there is shishim, in the eighth, and in the milu of boso, so then it becomes bot. But if the milu does not consist of boso, but it consists of beitim, so mimele, the dam will be absorbed first by the rest of the eighth, not by the beitim. So mimele, we apply the aloha of isadovuk, and then we'll require shishim neged the whole. But if the covet is not dovuk according to the shach pshat, so then even if the milu consists of beitim, so since we have no problem with isadovuk. And according to the Shach's pshat, so even a milu of beitzim does not obstruct the platus adam, the even distribution process. So then, even the milu of beitzim is mitzuref to the shishim. These are the two pshotim in the Rama. All right. Now, the Taz. Hakoved yesh beribu dam. Pirish b'gmore amrinon, omel abayel rab safre. Boi minayit, veide ma'atum beit. אמר רב זריקה, אנו שאלקה לרבאמי, ויוחד, אמר הבאי למייס הנפשו לקומבוי לו, כי מקומבוי למייס החוות, ולא יניף שאתה הבאי. So he says, לא יניף שאתה הבאי, but he doesn't mean that it wasn't נפשט, because all the Rishonim say that it wasn't נפשט directly, when הבאי raised the שאלה, so at that moment, at that time it wasn't נפשט, but it was נפשט from the fact, that the Gemara tells us that Rav Nachman and Rav Hune and Rav Shvo, Rav Nachman and Rav Hune only ate it al dichlite berotrin, and Rav Shvo hesitated even to eat it al dichlite berotrin. So that means that they all held these Amoroim that it does become osadadach tichas bosa. All right. So when Nifshat Abaye at the very outset, but it was Nifshat Lechomre. Upir Sherashe, the Baye Zu Koye Afil Acham Milichet. אישור לבש לו עם שור בוסו מפני שפילטס דם ואף על פי שכול הדם מקום מוקים לאחר שפירה איש אוי שכו אוי לוי אבל היא אין הנסרס מפני שפילטס דם ותחודו ליב לידם. So he says, הוא פיר שרשה דיבה יזו כויה אפילו אחר מליחה. Now, he mentions that in the name of Rashi, but Rashi doesn't say it. But the Rosh and the Ram, they both say that according to Rashi, so in other words, so then Rashi Shite is another Shite. I mean, it's, because see, we have three Shites. According to Rav Netam, so the Abaye of Abaye reference to the case where the COVID was not Nimlach. If the COVID was Nimlach, then it's like any other Chichas Boso. And everything is Mutar, the other Chichas Boso. But the Abaye of Abaye had reference to the case where the COVID was not Nimlach. And that COVID by itself was certainly Mutar. But the Shaila was where the other Chichas Boso are Mutar. So there we pass from home. According to Teitzves, the Abaye of Abaye had reference to the case where the COVID was Nimlach. If the COVID was not Nimlach, so even the COVID itself is Otah. and but if the COVID was nimach, so then the COVID itself is certainly muter. And the shaila was in regard to the Rabbah. According to the Rambam, so the whole thing is only a little bit of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri and a little bit of Hilchase, so the COVID itself is osir, even if it is nimach. But then Rashi, according to the Rosh and the Ram, Rashi shita is as follows. That as far as the COVID itself is concerned, so Abaye said that even if it wasn't nimlach, so it was mut. Why? Because it is so told in the process of Plato's dam that it's incapable of absorbing that. So there is no problem. But as far as the Adachtichas Boso is concerned, so Rashi shita is, if it is nimlach, so then it was Abaye and it was nifshat lechumre by the other Amroim that it's osa. But if it wasn't nimlach, so then certainly that Adachtichas Boso are osa. So in other words, partly like Rav Netam and partly like Tesis, vis-a-vis the COVID itself, so Rashi shita is like Rav Netam. Vis-a-vis the Adachtichas Boso, so Rashi shita is like Tesis. This is. So he says, Upir Sherashi, even though Rashi doesn't spell it out, but some Rishayim say it in Rashi. Upir Sherashi, the Baye Zu Koye Afil Acha Meliche. Vis-a-vis the Adachtichas Boso, Acha Meliche. Because without Meliche, vis-a-vis the Adachtichas Boso, so according to Rashi, some Rishayim say, so it goes without saying, that it's also. So, but vis-a-vis the Adachtichas, so Afil Acha Meliche, Yishor Levash Lo Yishor Boso, Mit Nishulat Ez Dam, Ve'afal Pishikul Adam. Mikol Mokel Achash Piri Shoyisro, Oy Loi, Avol Hi Eina Neseres. Why Eina Neseres even without Melech? According to Rashi. Mipnei Shepeletes Dam Utrudo Mipnei Adam. Avol Sham Nunis Vitzir Mikabel Es Mashen Es Bashel Imo. Virab Tam Pireish, Vilach HaMelech Pshita Didach Sheves Kitzliye, Umuteres Levash Lo Imboso. Rak Abaye Bigmore Ekoye Akeide Melech. Imuteres Levash Lo Imboso, Kiv Nikol Adam, Vatei Roiti Oto, Uposko Kiram Netam, The Acha Meliche Muta Levashlo, Afilu in Boso, Rak Sheinei Gigil Chathrile, because the Chathrile we have to be Chayisheish, for the Shizit Ramba. Al Abidehebe Chor, because of Agoye Shari Dure, Bishem Ari, Kibalti Shea Abidehebe Dosea, Vidavke Im Mishtele, Uposa Kiram Letam, Voi Madrin Anuv De Atka, Vei Vyudvor Of Ramo Bediras Chatos, Pauch Of Dale, Marshal Pirko Aboso, Avu Bishle Biloi Miliche, Im Boso, Also, we call out me. According to Rametam, it's muter. So, Oba Aboso Vagdei Rashi Samech Neged HaKovid. Kosovitur, Umi Ubideve Chore. Bideve Chore. Vikoshi. Ho Kosova Hakar, Bideve Chore. Vigdei Levade Afil Loimim Lichom. So, we discussed the last year. I mean, that what the Bes Yosef says, and what the Bes Yosef Pshat is very reasonable. I don't know why the Taz doesn't like the Bes Yosef Pshat. Now there is an apparent stira between two statements in the tour. Siman Ayin Gimel. First he says v'Rav Netam hitir levash li al dekri umliche v'inei yegin kei umi ubideh v'chore. So what does it mean ubideh v'chore al dekri umliche? So here he says that ubideh v'tik smuter if miliche was me. But then further he says, Avolim nase bideve, or yafilo nizvash ve livade bideire, shore bideve, shepiletes veinibilas. So in other words, even without meliche. So there's an apparent stira. In the reishe, the Torah says, bideve shore al dekri o meliche. But, and then in the seife, the Torah says, that bideve it's muter even without meliche. So the Bes Yosef and the Bach and the Prishe, they all say that there is no stira, because when the Tur says at first umir bideve chore al dekri o meliche, he has reference to the Adachtichas Boso that were nisbashel together with the covenant. So then it's only muter bideved if there was kri o meliche, but without kri o meliche it's awesome. Masha'in came in the Seife when the Torah says that Oyafim Abu Nasa B'Eved Oyafim Nizbashe Levadei B'Gdeiro Yishor B'Eved, even without Meliche, he has reference to the Kovid itself, not to the other things. So there is no stira. I mean, that's the most reasonable pshat in the Torah. But for the same reason that the Ohr HaShulchan didn't like the pshat of the Bes Yosef and the Bach and the Prishe. Why? Because he should have said, if the tour in the Reishe had reference to the other Tiches Boso, so he should say, the umiu bideve chore, umiu bideve chore, umiu bideve chore a boso. He doesn't say that. He says, "Ram netam hitel vashli al vitriom liche v'neagin keno miu devichore." So that means that he is referring here to the covenant itself, not to the adach tiches boson. So because of that, the Or HaShulchan doesn't like the Bes Yosef's pshat in the Torah. So apparently, the Taz didn't like the Bes Yosef and the Bach's pshat either. So this is. So he gives another term. Because Hokosav Hakach. So he doesn't give the pshat of the Bes Yosef, and he says that in the Reishe, when the Torah says that the Devet is muter, so he says, so davke, al de miliche, but without miliche not, so he has reference to the case where someone passed, even though the maise was not done. So we don't reverse the psak of the pesik. Mashein kein, if someone passed in regard to a case where no melicha took place, so as long as no maise was done, so we have to reverse the psak. Mashein kein, in the sefer where he says even without melicha, that is a different kind of idevet. Not only is somebody passed, but we already acted it out. So then even without melicha, all right, it's the best. Pshat is the pshat given by the Bes Yosef. Vim in akvo, have a poem in bisakin, have a kikriya shasidar. Kos of mashal, zeu leison she sevrim, di litzli in tzorif triya shasidarev, elo mitzad achumre lechut. Avo li balaloch es deles, udiime, all those who agree with the balaloch es deles, di svira le midine et boye kriya shasidarev. Shasidarev, af litzli, ein li shane is mashmoy is haloche, di binon kriya shasidarev. After all, the Gemara mentions shasidarev. The Gemara doesn't mention nikivas habi poem in bisakin. So that is, in other words, so that is what the Mashal says. That's only in according to those that say that Sli doesn't require midin gemore kriya shasevare. So if we do require it, it's mitzatchum rebalme. So memele, since it's mitzatchum rebalme, so nikives sakin habi pomim is a good substitute. Mashein kein, according to those who hold that the Gemara, even Tzli by itself, requires Kriya Shasev Arev, so we cannot be makel and use a substitute. So the Gemara doesn't mention. So he says, Avol Baruch Hazdei Lashudim, it is Svirle Medina Boi Kriya Shasev Arev, Afri Tzli Yung Yishan Yisim Mashmoy Salochet, Dibin Kriya Shasev Arev, Abkam, we roll Achmi al Koponim Lassis Nikovim, Gam Bikovich Alei, Kmishikos Wa Poskim, Bishim Arab Rabbeini, Shetzorich Wachter Kol Chilik Nenu Shasev Arev, even the Kovid Alei, Uvitur Kosav, Kosu, Bishim Baloitu, the Bikovich Alei killed Tvei, with him Yamine. So it's, the Tur says that Kovich Alei is more calm. Why? Nirali Tamze, Didai Boze, Bichtiche Shechitrin, Hamor. Now why is Eif more cow than the Hemo? The answer is because if we are hated the Moro, so that in itself will empty out the dam from the covet. Because in an Eif, so the Moro adjoins the covet. Mashein kim bibeimo, she yeshio godeil b'nichtichas ha-moro l'shor ha-covet, so we have to be hated. So you have to be chaytich the covet itself. Because of the yofe, then the Torah says, because of the yofe linkev bisakin lechumre. So that expression is a strange expression. Yofe linkev asakin lechumre. Yofe itself is expressive of the chumre. That's the proper thing. So why does he have to say lechumre? Or let him say, yesh linkev asakin lechumre. Why you feeling keep a sucking, lechumre? So he says, Hai lechumre o miyusa. Vinire, di kiven boze, di davke bin mokim shein hechrech, lachte ich shase baaren, sheniska bimore. Di ze davke bi tzeile omenas levashti. I mean, this according to the shite of the rik. So when does the gemore require? Chtich shase baaren, only if he wants to be mevashle. Or if lechol apoches he wants to be mevashle after the sliye. But if he's not interested in any bishol, just in sliye, so then according to the read, the gemore doesn't require chtich shase baaren. So this is dafke bitzil am nas levashle. Then there is a hechrech of chtich shase baaren. But she passed to the siyosu b'simen zeh b'shimati zorosh. Avol b'yochli tzliye, when he has no intentions of being mevashle after the sliye, ain't tzorch lezeh, midine the gemore. Al zeh oma, Kolmokei, yofel linakvei bisakin lechumrei, sheine lechumrei. So it's not a superfluous expression. In other words, he wants to emphasize that only when the whole nikive is a chumk, is a hidol. So then he should be minakeif and nikuf is a fine hidol. Why? Because midine ligmore, according to the rei, you don't have to do anything. You don't even have to be minakeif. But, only as a chumre because of the sheet of the bahag. So Mamele, since it's only b'tiras chumre, so nikov is enough. Mashein came where the chtiche is required, nidine the gemore, then the kive is not a good substitute. That's why the two uses the lotion, yofel linke visak lechumre. Al zeomad mikomo kim yofel nak visak in sheinu lechumre. Sheinu lechumre. Mashein ke b'tzeile levashlein. So then the Bas Yosef says that even according to the Ri, So, midine digmore, chtiche shase v'arev is required, sheminadim tzor chtiche shase v'arev, bozele mahanen ikim zesakim lepotrim chtiche shase v'arev, ken yorboro v'nochen kabonosi, uvideved muterim nizbashe levadei, avoloi lechatchile, hatam, bismag, digmore svirole lechatan ediosea, ki mishushuele sarbe, vananen kim bozei. So you see, that's the reason as to why the Goyen says, v'chei neyagin, lafshit es Rambam, but that's the shite of the smack. Why? Because there are more mentions in parentheses. Agoy is a smack, das rashe. So Memele and the Goyen assumed that was the lotion of the Ramo himself. Alright. V'yesh v'sheisei harambam svirlekin. The peisek rabunum. The rabiecha menuri. The akovet bilas. The akovet bilas gamki. V'riv apeiskin lo svirlekin. Elo ki rabiecha menuri. Deine bilas. El neyag lahacht. So not always, so that's the shite of the Rambam. So actually, I mean, only the Rambam and possibly the Aloches Deles have that shite. But all the other Rishenim, they hold that the Mishnah in Trumo is not expressive of the view of Rabbi Yechem Menuri. I mean, no one is chelik on it. The Machlekes is only in regard to Shluko when it's Bashal B'Yeseya. But if it wasn't his Bashal B'Yeseya, then all the Tanoim agree who is Rabbi Yechem Menuri. ורבע פריסקין וסבירלקי, אלא כרבי יחם מנורי, די נבלעס, אלא נהג להחמיה, כמי שכוסף רמו אחר כך. So why is נהג להחמיה? Not because of the שיטס הרמב״ם. So, not because of the שיטס הרמב״ם, but because of the שיטה of רשי and the smart, that שלוקו is more than בישל, and ענן אינם פקי. ומשל כוסף להוקל בזה, כיבי שאין שם בוסו, רק שצורך להדיח הכובד, כיבי שהרי תפנסה. ואין אחר המיני כשהעיד על רמו כלום לשנס איסי ומכל מוקי נלמד כולה מזה בסיבו נא וכן היגין in other words, like the שיטס הרי ודאין צורך לצלי שום חתיך הכלל וכן היגין אפילו חתכם קושי, הוליו שום א' כוסף המחבי על ניצולי ועל זה כוסף רמו דינו נקיב עשה כולי וחיתוכו משמע וגם בצלי צורך חיתוך So it's mashma from the lotion of the Mechaber that he passes like Aloches Deles, because the Mechaber said, Elokei reshase v'arev v'niach chituch elimato, v'itzeleyu, v'itzeleyu, v'hakach yochel levashle. So he has reference to the case of Tzli, and still he requires kri reshase v'arev. So what will you say? The Ramo is chilek on the Mechaber. The Mechaber paskens like the Aloches Deles, but the Ramo paskens like the Ri. So then the Ramo should have made a comment there, right after the Sif Aleph. And you should say, V'yei Shemri, Dein Tzorich Litzli Shum Chticheh. This is the Kashi. Koshe Oliyul Sif Aleph Kodol Chabo Yisrael, Al Zekos Ramo Din Mikim Zakomet, V'chituch, Mashmal Gam Bitzli Tzorich Chituch. V'yei Leimado Osamayre Shebo Levash Lachakeh. wie kann meire Sheikh Lutzli? And then there won't be any cash, because the Bessiosef points out that when the Ri doesn't require Chticha Shasev Aref, Gavitzli, so it's only if he doesn't want the Tzliya to be followed up by a bishop. But if his intention is to follow up the Tzliya with the bishop, so then even the Ri requires Chticha Shasev Aref. So Mimele, we could say that the Pshat here, the reason is why the Ramo does not make any comment on Sifalet, because the Mechaber says, true, the Mechaber says Vitzileyu, but then after that he says Vahakach Yochel Vashle. So Mimele, the Mechaber has reference in Sifalet to a case where he realizes a Bishul after the Tzliye. So then even according to the Ri, Chticha Shasev Arev is required. So, ואילו אם אדוסו מאירה שבו לבש להקן, וכן מאירה שיכול צלי, וכן יש חילק זה בדיוק בס יוסף, ומה שיכול צבא עטור, ולצלי סי, דוקוסו, so we can say that, that says, דוקוסו רמול איל, וכשבו לבש להקן, וכשבו לבש להקן, so that means that until that point, the רמול doesn't discuss the case of בו לבש להקן. אבל משמע בקדם זה לא היה רבי בשלח הצליה ויסוד אם כן הוא לרמו לכתיב כאן הוך הנהג מלכתחילה אם הנה ראי צלבה שלו ההקן ולא לכתיב סתם לצורך לילה, צורך לימה לליל כוסף עלי בדידי הראשי דהוך דיבו יכתיך אף לצלי מה אם שכוספתי שום בשם משם בשם משם, אורי, נאו נאו the next stats אפילו על גבי בישרה so what does the רמו say? Ramo says here, Miu in Nimlicho Hakovei Kvo, so then it's Mute Alechatchilo, it's Leiso in Boston. I feel Gabi Pisra, even if the Kovei is on top. The Kvo is my Dome, Ivave, Ki Boso Al Gabi Boso, so Alechatchilo it's Mute to be Tzile that way. So the Lashon of the Ramo is, I feel Al Gabi Pisra. Glechere Mashma, we call Shkintachas Aboso. He says, I feel Al Gabi Pisra. What does it imply? Loi mi boi. Needless to mention that if it's nimlocha hakovei kvo, so mutal is leiso in boso. If the kovei is placed beneath the boso, then it's needless to mention. But even in such a case, where it's nimlocha, so it's even muter to be placed on top of the boso. But tachas haboso certainly is alright if it's nimlocha. Because the hotachas haboso ודאי עושה, כי מי שמיירה כאן בבוסו שלא נמלך. בבוסו שלא נמלך. כמו שסיים והווה כי בוסו הולגה בבוסו. So why should the Ramo say that in the case where the COVID was נמלך? So then, תחס הבוסו, it's certainly all right. But even above the בוסו, it's all right. And תחס הבוסו, certainly. Why certainly? On the contrary. Because since the COVID was נמלך, and the בוסו was not nimlach. So Mimele the Boso in view. So he says, because the Tachat Boso Vadayosa, Kim Shemaire can be Boso Shaloi Nimlach. So Mimele, since the Boso was not nimlach, so the Boso will be paled up. And if the Boso is on top, so the dam that will be niflat from the Boso that was not previously nimlach, so will can be absorbed by the Kovei. So why should that certainly be all right? On the contrary, if the COVID is nimlach and the boso is not nimlach, so that most...